ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club. Well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health. What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to the 1% podcast, my little weekly catch-up where I share some of the gratitudes from the incredible humans in the 1% Good Club over on Instagram, giving 1% of their day to their mental health. 10 minutes meditation every morning. I send a link for people to try. And every night we all write three things we're grateful for, send it into the group chat, and yeah, get a good positive community conversation going. If you want to join the club, it's completely free. It always will be. Head over to the Good Human Factory on Instagram. Send us a DM saying, I want to join the club, and you'll be added in. There's about 9 group chats, 150 in each chat, and just a really special community of people trying to give 1% of their day to their mental health. People who are really just willing to take some responsibility and show up for themselves, which in then shows up for the people around them as well. So go join that club. It's free, always will be, and I'm sure you're going to love it. A big thank you as well to our sponsors, Drinkarapa. These guys have been taking care of my brain for a long time now, and I'm very excited for some of the events we have coming up later this year. If you want to learn more about the brain drink and you want to learn how to take better care of your brain, head over to drinkarapa.com. You can use the code GOODHUMAN over on their website at checkout and get 25% off everything. So order a case, give it a go for a week or two and see how you like it. You can check out all the science and the neuroscience that's gone into it over on drinkarapa.com as well. But yeah, I'd love to know what you think of it. Tag both myself and at drinkarapa on Instagram. And yeah, let us know what you think. We just had some sent to the Rugby League Players Association conference, which I spoke at last weekend. All the top NRL and NRLW players got to try it and everyone loved it. So yeah, go over to the website, check it out, or you can head into Coles or Woolies, look for the purple glass jar in the cold section. And yeah, it's a delicious black currant flavor, all natural ingredients, no caffeine. And yeah, really good way to get your brain fired up for short-term brain performance, but also long-term brain health. Okay. Also, if you want to be a legend and you want to learn more about some mental health workshops that I run, it's been really cool. The start of this year, I've just gone on a little two-week tour, I guess you'd call it. I drove down to Sydney, ran some workshops with a few corporate groups. I did one for a speech pathology organization. I then did a couple for a few different schools down in Melbourne. And then I also did the one at the Rugby League Players Association. And we have a few really big ones coming up with a few corporate clients like banks and also a couple tech companies, which is really exciting. So if you want to learn more about the workshops, if you're a high school, or if you're just someone who's an employee at a business with, I guess, more than 30 staff, then head over to the website, thegoodhumanfactory.com. Check out the workshops page. You can fill in an inquiry form. We'll send you over all the information about the multiple different workshops that we run. And yeah, it's just a really positive way to get some mental health training for your staff and try and improve their mood, because all of our data and statistics from our surveys that we take now show that most people will leave with a 25% increase in mood after our workshop. 96% say they learned something new about mental health, and 94% say they'll use the skills that they learned in my workshops in their life moving forward. So a great way to inspire your staff or your high school students to take a little better care of their mental health and have the skills to do so. So yeah, go over to the website, thegoodhumanfactory.com, learn all about that. You can also use the code podcast on any of the merch on thegoodhumanfactory.com, which, yeah, I love seeing so many of you walking around. I've never been complimented so much as wearing my Be Kind to Your Mind shirt. Every time I wear it, I was getting onto the plane coming home from Melbourne a few days ago, and a flight attendant was like, oh, I love your shirt. And then also when I was doing a check-in at Virgin, the chick said, I love your shirt as well. So two compliments in about 20 minutes on the same shirt. And it happens to me all the time. So go to the website, check out the Be Kind to Your Mind shirts, check out the What Are You Grateful For shirts, and let's start spreading some of that positivity around our community. It starts with you guys. So thanks for supporting that. Use that code podcast. Okay, this week in the 1% Good Club, I'm going to read out a few of the gratitudes that I loved and also the response to the question I asked this week. And the question I asked is, who is someone that you can help this week and how can you help them? So I had some really nice responses here, and it was a good way to encourage the community to reflect and stop and go, okay, how can I help maybe someone out this week? So here we go. The first gratitude is from Andrew Cipriano, and he's actually got some pretty cool ones. He's got a bunch of kids, and he said, I'm putting the kids to bed, so they wanted to add their gratitudes in. So here we go, the kids' gratitudes and then the question. So we have Mikey, 6 years old. Number one, cuddles with mum and dad. Number two, swimming in the pool. And number three, swinging in the hammock. And then we've got Chet, 9 years old, playing video games. Number two, playing games in the pool and getting a Slurpee. Marley, who's 12 years old, playing in the playground, playing on the blow-up water slide, and playing on the trampoline. And Andrew's, the kids having fun today. Number two, preseason training looking like a good team, great culture. And number three, cutting my oldest boy's hair, 3 years of a bad mullet, glad to see it gone. And my question, who I can help? I can help my mum as she had an eye operation last week. So I'll be cooking dinners and checking in on her to help out while she recovers. Oh, Andrew, good on you, my man. It's so nice to hear your kids getting involved in their gratitude. Sounds like they had a really nice Sunday, lots of playing, lots of games, and sounds like that made you have a really nice day too. And good on you, helping out mum. Sometimes when, we have family members who have some medical stuff going on, we've got to be there to help them out, and it sounds like you're going to be doing just that. So good on you, Andrew. You're a legend. Next, we have from group number two, Xavier Bailey. Today was an unexpectedly good day for me. So here I am, grateful for. Number one, the client I worked with this morning and her upbeat, positive attitude. We were also fortunate enough to see a lady playing saxophone that gave us a few minutes to dance and enjoy such amazing music. Number two, going out to an oval and kicking the soccer ball around. During this time, I was wearing my Good Human trackies, which created a conversation with two teenage girls who were out there training on the dog oval. And number three, ice bath with my 13-year-old nephew who is committed to bettering himself. While I was in the ice bath, anytime I was struggling, he would say to me, Wim Hof, and then talk me through the breathing. And this week, I will help an old friend. She's been battling with mental illness for some time now. She's living in a house where she is very uncomfortable. This week, I will take her out to lunch, look at some alternative accommodation with her, and introduce her to the Good Humans podcast. I know if I do these small things, she'll experience happiness. Oh, Xavier, you're a legend. Sounds like you had a nice time with your client at work on the Sunday, going out to the oval, starting those conversations. Like I said, the Good Human merch starts positive conversations. So get around it, you legends. Podcast is that code that you can use for 25% off as well. And ice bars as well, Xavier. Sound like you had a great Sunday, and good on you. Noticing when your friends have some things going on with their own mental health. As long as we're in a place where we can help them, it's so important that we do have that awareness and empathy for those around us. And really try and be there for them when they're struggling. So good on you, Xavier. You're a legend. I love all those gratitudes. Next, we have from group number seven, Eliza Flynn. Gratitudes. Number one, people from the cricket club helping me carry stuff from my car when I was working by myself today. Number two, Arvo with my housemate running errands and going to our favourite bubble tea place for a little treat. And number three, chill night in laughing so hard with my housemates, watching Friends and pointing out which character each of us are. And this week, I can try and help out some of the new guys at work by being supportive on their first shifts, and also my housemates by finishing off the mowing and cooking some dinners, as they have been home a lot more than me lately, and keeping on top of all of the cleaning, so hoping to give back to them a bit this week. Oh, Eliza, you're an absolute legend. How good's noticing when somebody helps you carry something when you don't have the spare hands? So such a small task that we can do when we see someone struggling. But then, as we can see, Eliza, she's grateful for it. So it really does help people out and have an impact. So anyone out there listening, if you see someone that maybe you can help out with a little task and it's not going to take you too much time, then it's probably something that's going to make them feel good, which should make you feel good as well. And I love how you had the awareness that you've got someone new starting at work. And so often we get a bit triggered and sort of think people should do more than they are capable of before they've really trained and get to know what their whole role is. So good on you, Eliza, getting out there and making sure you have that space and bring that little ease into the new job for the new staff at your work. So good on you, Eliza. You're a legend. Love it. And last, we have from group number one, Melanie Lee. Grateful for puppy cuddles. We have added a new member to our family after losing our dog in August 2022. Number two, my bestie taking some time on a Sunday to do my hair. Number three, a chilled out inside day to escape the Melbourne heat. And I'm going to help my boss as he's returning from leave this week. So I'd like to help and take a few items off her load so she can get back on top of the things. Sorry, I said he at the start. Good on you, Melanie. Taking a bit of notice. Sometimes we look at our boss and think, oh, they shouldn't have shouldn't need us to do stuff for them. But when they come away from a big stressful couple of weeks, it's nice to be able to help them out. So good on you, Melanie. And I feel you. I was down in Melbourne on Sunday and it was one of the hottest days I've ever felt. That hot wind was just ridiculous. So I'm grateful for a bit of aircon and being able to, stay inside in Melbourne on Sunday because it was hot. Thank you to everyone who sent their gratitudes and little reflections in this week. I love when we can start to think about who we can help and how we might be able to help them. So for me, my answer to that question, it's a bit of a tricky one. I've got a few angles that I could take with this, but what I'm going to do this week and I'm really looking forward to kind of doing is going through all of my hidden messages on Instagram between the Good Human Factory, my personal and the podcast. I do get influx of messages and when I'm on the road and busy, I really try and stay present with what I'm doing. But this week, I just got home after 2 weeks on the road and I have a few days to really catch up on work. But that also means I have a few days to catch up on getting back to people's DMs. I get quite a few people reaching out, asking for advice around starting podcasts, around me coming on their podcast, around different challenges with starting a business and wanting to get into the speaking world like I do. And yeah, I get a lot of people asking me for advice and sometimes I can't rush and get back to everyone because I want to be in a space where I can really give my time and energy to those responses and help those people out. So this week, who I'm going to help out is the people who reach out to me on social media. I've got a bit more time on my hands and I'm going to take, a good couple hours either today or tomorrow and really get back to everyone and take some time to give some advice where I can because as I forget sometimes the life I live. I do have quite a few bits of advice I can offer to people with the journey I've been on through my surf career, through my transition into building a business and building a podcast and a whole range of things. I'm far from an expert, but I do have a lot of mistakes that I've made that I can pass on to people. So hopefully they don't have to make the same mistakes. So that's my little thing that I'm going to do this week and who I'm going to help out, the few people who reach out to me on social media. If you listen to this podcast, you're not part of the 1% Club, go join. But even if you don't want to join, maybe you can have a bit of a think. Who can I help out this week? Who have I maybe been avoiding bringing awareness to who is struggling around me in my life? And how can I help them out? Let that be a little reflection for you this week as well. Okay, this Friday, really fun episode, great friend of mine and someone I've been trying to get on the podcast for quite some time, but it's finally happened and I'm sure you guys are going to really love this story. This guy's name is Chris Griffin. Chris is someone who's been a friend of mine for a few years. He used to work for Fizz, the alcohol company who my sister and her husband Fisher are part owners of. And I met him through that, but then he started to, really be hard in the content game, trying to help people with, their mental health, their relationships. And his, social media blew up mid last year. His TikToks went from a few thousand followers up to I think over 500,000 followers now across platforms. And he's just helping people with their relationships, with their mental health, with their well-being. And it's just been really cool seeing his journey, how he got there. A lot of people, I guess, aspire to having a big social following and being able to use what they've learned along their journey to positively impact those around them. And that's exactly what Chris is doing now. His content's really positive, really about fitness, health, and helping people along the way. And it was really cool how he got there. He kind of had a bit of a change in the last year of high school, which completely made him feel isolated, made him not really relate to anyone at school. And from there, he took a different path. I feel like everyone's going to get a lot out of this podcast, a lot out of this episode. So make sure you tune in on Friday. But first, listen to this little excerpt and I'll be back in a second.
It got really, really tough. That was a really challenging part of my life. And basically what happened was I went from being this really cool kid to Mr. Businessman. I went to a state school, was not supported in the slightest. And basically like overnight, I lost all of my friends. No one would answer my calls. No one would hang out with me. I would rock up to school sometimes and they'd be like, oh, I didn't know you were still here, Mr. Businessman. And like they would pay me out and like properly was lonely. No one would hang out with me. Everyone thought this, saw this like divide. And then what happened was Sam, all I had was Sam. And then Sam got a job in Sydney. And so then he packed up his bags and moved to Sydney in like a month after we were like properly hanging out like every day. And then it was just like, okay, I'm on this journey kind of like on my own in a sense. And I had Sam obviously on the FaceTime, but like it was a really challenging time because I went against the grain, and it would have been so easy to just go back to those friends and go back into those old habits. But I stuck it out, and I stuck it out when everyone was telling me like, what are you going to do? Become a tradie? Like, what are you doing? No one believed in me. Like, absolutely no one. Parents were struggling, like stressing out, like, what are you doing? And panicking.
All right, that was Chris Griffin. He'll be in your ears this Friday. You're going to really enjoy that episode, so please go check it out. Also, go back and listen to last Friday's episode with Frankie Lee. Really positive episode with some really interesting ways to become an entrepreneur, to look for opportunities in places. And if you're in a career that maybe you're a bit unhappy with, that episode is going to give you a few really good ideas on how to maybe expand your horizons and find some ways to, yeah, make some changes in life if that's what you're looking for right now. Big thanks to everyone who continues to tune in. Next Wednesday is going to be the first day of 100 days to 100K, so make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you get ready because there's some really exciting stuff coming over the next 10 to 15 weeks. I'm going to be running 100 kilometers later in May, but the next 15 weeks of the podcast is going to be really about bringing you on that journey, giving you the updates on how to get into running, the nutrition, the psychology, the coaching, the equipment, and everything else in between. I'm stepping out of my comfort zone to hopefully bring you all on a journey to set a goal, whether it be running, swimming, just some sort of physical exercise or activity that you feel like right now you might not be able to do. Come on a bit of a journey with me, build a few training blocks while I build my training to 100Ks, and maybe at the end of my 100 days, you can do a marathon, you can do a half marathon, you might even just do 10 kilometers for the first time. But yeah, I want to bring you guys on the journey, give you all the healthy ways that we can implement these habits into our life, like running and exercise. And yeah, I'm going to speak to experts to make it as safe and as enjoyable as possible. So thanks for tuning in. Make sure you go hit that like or subscribe button. Give us 5 stars rating. Leave us a review on Apple. Interact with the podcast on Spotify. But the best thing you can do is just text a friend, share the episode with them, send it to someone in your family who you think might get value out of it, or just tag us on your Instagram story at Good Humans Pod, at The Good Human Factory, at Cooper Chapman. We'd love you all for that. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you on Friday.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.